But the land was already claimed by a people when the cowboy came and when the soldiers came. The story of the American Indian is in a lot of ways a story of tragedy, like that day at Wounded Knee, South Dakota. Bigfoot was an Indian chief of the Miniconjou band, a band of Miniconjou Sioux from South Dakota land. Bigfoot said to Custer, "Stay away from Crazy Horse." But Custer crossed into Sioux land, and he never came back across. Then Bigfoot led his people to a place called Wounded Knee, and they found themselves surrounded by the 7th Cavalry. Big Chief Bigfoot, rise up from your bed. Miniconjou babies cry for their mothers lying dead. Bigfoot was down with a fever when he reached Wounded Knee, and his people all were prisoners of the 7th Cavalry. 200 women and children and another 100 men raised up a white flag of peace, but peace did not begin. An accidental gunshot, and Bigfoot was first to die. And over the noise of the rifles, you could hear the babies cry. Big Chief Bigfoot, it's good that you can't see. Revenge is being wrought by Custer's 7th Cavalry. Then smoke hung over the canyon on that cold December day. All was death and dying around where Bigfoot lay. Farther on up the canyon, some had tried to run and hide, but death showed no favorites. Women, men, and children died. One side called it a massacre, the other a victory, but the white flag is still waving today at Wounded Knee. Big Chief Bigfoot, your Miniconjou band is mourned and remembered here in South Dakota land. Big Chief Bigfoot, your Miniconjou band is mourned and remembered here in South Dakota land.